Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it.
He already plays D, which question Kevin Love is questioned on. He's questioned
well,
he's questioned
he
on
play
defense.
D. We ain't seen him play D.
He puts in the effort on defense. I give him that much credit.
Yeah, he's
more than I can
that.
Say for most people. So he's 18 years old. I'm like,
I feel like he's athletic. And the fact that he's like he's, dude, look, his game right now, for what you know about him right now, he's athletic and he wants to play.
He was
defense
to be,
is where he's is bread and
he
butter.
He was the
is.
Most tutored high school prospect since LeBron.
Yes.
So LeBron knows what it's like. So LeBron can take him under his wing and show him the ropes. He's a kind of a big, he's a lanky guy, but he's a big guy. And I don't know, whatever. But in this day and age, everybody wants to play with their friend. We gotta be friends. Fucking hate that shit. This is what I mean. You have the potential to have a fucking ridiculous, like, back three with LeBron, Andrew Wiggins, and Kyrie Irving. Nope. I want Kevin Love. What is he going to bring to the table that you don't have in combination with Tristan Thompson, Anderson Varejao? I mean, Anderson Varejao is a great rebounder in his own right.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson, you know, he's solid enough to give you 12 to 15 points a game. LeBron's going to
put... said Tristan Thompson can
Tristan
give you...
Tristan Thompson can give you 12 to 15 points a game.
Okay.
LeBron James is going to give you 20-plus. Kyrie can give you 20-plus. And we all know this athletic freak that is Andrew Wiggins. I mean, shit, if he can possibly give you 14, 15 points. I mean, you don't need... This is why I hate the whole big three concept. This is why I'm going to gloat about my Bulls, because we're the shit. Because now we're deep. Deeper than deep.
We'll see.
We are the deepest. We are competing to be the deepest squad in the league. Look at our squad. Beyond our starting five, you got Doug McDermott, Mirotić, Taj Gibson. You brought back Kirk Heinrich. We just added Aaron Brooks. We still going to get a backup big. Are you kidding me?
No, the East looks nice, man. The East looks like... I was...
The Bulls
okay,
are trying to wreck
you,
havoc.
Okay. Now, I'm the opposite. Okay. No. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your enthusiastic co-host this afternoon, Chris.
And Jonathan.
I know we was off a week. Shout out to... at RockCity212 on Twitter. Actually was like, hey, I didn't get to hear what y'all thoughts was on LeBron James and that situation.
Yo, you gonna hear
going
it
on
now.
And
you gonna hear
hey,
it now.
Appreciate it, man. It always feels good when people wanna say, hey, we wanna hear what you thought, you know, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we're just keeping it real. You know, if y'all wanna hit us up, please do. Any feedback, comments, y'all just wanna talk some sports. Email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter @brotherslayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219. We'll get back at you.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys might have, anything y'all want to know, y'all just want to vent out there, y'all got some fantasy questions y'all want to ask, you got your fantasy league coming up.
Ooh.
I know football season's about to start, so y'all trying to, you know, get your little cheat sheets ready. Hey, I can get you at A+W, so hit me up and let me know, and I'll get back at you.
It's about that time, man. I'm starting to have to start doing my research.
I don't need to do research. I just know.
No.
I'm like the encyclopedia. I just know that stuff.
I just
want
to get
my ear to my head.
I like getting the ear to the streets. See what everybody, what the whispers are saying, who they think. Like, okay.
I don't need that input. I got
I like
my,
to see, you know.
I got my own. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm going to be on it. I'm going to be on it. Hey, I got one guarantee. Broncos going to be dominating. Super Bowl bound. Super Bowl bound.
That's what's up. So, yeah, last time we talked is before everybody made their decisions.
Right before.
So.
And then the floodgates opened.
Man, I mean, because you know we was talking about it. We was like, damn, we can't record. But, of course, we was talking like, this is, all right.
I was like, this is the most boring free agency I've ever seen.
When is it going to pop off? And
I thought Carmelo would be the first one to fall, but Mr. LeBron, Mr. Shocked, I guess. Well, maybe not so much shocked, but maybe disappointed some Miami fans. I mean, we all knew, even when he first came to Miami, that he left there a window open where he could return to Cleveland and go back home.
Yes.
We knew that. We know he likes going back home. He goes there in the offseason. Right. His kids, his family love.
It's rumored. I mean, why was it all of a sudden like, when Cleveland was in the mix and they kept saying like a year before and all that, like, oh, well, he would go back to Cleveland. I'm like,
I don't
really
know. Yeah.
I mean, my take of it is I thought when he came before he dropped it, I was like, if he goes back, that just means to me he never wanted to leave.
Yeah.
You know, I heard the letter.
I did too. I heard it when it broke on Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, I did too.
Read it.
Both of it, listening to it.
And it was just it was a powerful letter.
Yeah.
It got me a little. Yeah. I was like, okay.
And I had to go I went in that day and actually went to like, well, let me actually read it.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon. I mean, yeah, I mean, this was his city.
Yeah.
I mean, he got, you know, this was his team in his, you know, city.
It's one thing,
you know,
to
get drafted by that city.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's one thing to just be a good player or like a decent player playing for your hometown, a la like a Nick Young or somebody like that. But I'm like, when you're the guy, when you're like the best player in the world and you're playing for your hometown, yes. I mean that, you know, you're the most touted high school prospect, like your freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
And it's just like you are Cleveland.
Yeah, like
you are Ohio.
Yeah, it's like the next great thing comes out of Chicago, and them streets in the ball, and he happens to get drafted by the Bulls, and he bring them like multiple championships, or he's just that good. It's like, oh, this dude come here, he balling.
Yep.
And then by like his fifth year in the league, everybody's like,
Derrick Rose got MVP, and you're like, yes, never. I mean, to LeBron's credit, I don't think he ever wanted to leave.
No.
And I think,
but it was time. I mean, we both left. I, you know, like for his little cut. Yeah, I left. I wasn't staying in Los Angeles my whole life.
No. Yeah, we both left for school. I was like, I gotta get out of here at least for a little bit.
Right.
You miss home, and you always want to come back. He
recognizes the impact he had to that city and state financially.
And I think,
you know, by not even really him, he's just drawing in. It's not like he's quote unquote investing in these people. They just like, what you do here is just gotten people coming to Cleveland and getting that money.
And Miami was one of the older teams in the league. Cleveland probably one of the youngest. I mean, he's got some youth on his team now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think he was so sick and tired of basically. He's like, basically, if I'm going to be Cleveland-esque LeBron, I might as well do it in Cleveland. If I'm just going to do everything, I might as well do it at home then. I mean, seriously. So, but I just think he did not realize
the impact
it was going to make when he left. I mean, look, he was 25 years old, 24, 25 when he left. You know, as a young kid, you're 24, 25. Yeah, you're on top of the world. You got all this money. You're at a different mindset.
He's the best player. Once he got to the finals and lost, I mean, once he got to the finals, no matter what, the fact that he got there was like, okay, now I got a taste of it.
And I want it.
You gonna do? And then everybody's telling you, everybody's telling you, well, you don't mean shit until you win a ring. So right now, you ain't Jordan.
Yep.
You ain't got none. You ain't won. It's been 8 years. What's taking you so long? Like all you got to do is just have gifts,
like,
and you can just win a championship. Like it's not that easy.
I mean,
easy.
Like every great player, you have to learn. You have to learn how to win, and you learn from other great players. I mean, LeBron learned from. I mean, you saw.
I mean, you like Orlando was balling.
Yes.
You know, Boston.
Yes.
was balling.
I mean, you teach some of these guys. I'm like, Larry Bird learned from some of these Hall of Fame players. Magic Johnson learned from some of these, from Kareem and some of these Hall of Fame players. I mean, you teach these guys how to be champions and how to win. And I mean, when D-Wade, who is a champion,
yeah, he was like,
look, dude, I know what it takes to win. I can get you there. Come on, join the team. I got Pat Riley with us. He's a championship coach. He knows what it takes to get there. Come on, let's do this. They did it. They got two out of four times. They got there four straight times.
Yeah.
Got two rings. He's like, all right, I know how to do it.
I mean, let's be honest. It's like, basic, nigga, you roll the dice and you hit big.
Yeah, you hit the lotto.
Just for the simple fact that every year since you left, you were in the dance.
Yeah.
No matter if you won or not, you went four. The Bills went four straight times, even though I know it's like they didn't win. And I was like, but they went four straight times. Years. I'm like,
nobody does that. Nobody nowadays goes back to the championship. And y'all went four straight. I'm like, even if y'all had lost four straight, that's still a fucking accomplishment in itself to go four straight times to the finals.
Right.
So y'all got two rings, which is damn good. And I mean, damn it, you. I mean, I think once when he,
it's funny when they first got together and it was like they were signing for 6 years. I thought best case scenario for them. Minimum would be if they could get two out of that six, you know, that would be cool. Like, cause I'm like, if you get together, you ain't going, you know, not one, not two. And now that he's saying, like I said, I'm taking my time.
25 years old.
Look,
you're at a different mind state at that age.
Well, nigga, you came to a show state. I was like, dude, if that happened in Los Angeles with the Lakers and shit, niggas would be like,
You damn right.
Exactly. You trying to get what's up?
Exactly.
And it would be like, this is just.
But I'm like, Cleveland, that's a hard nose. They're blue collar.
You kind of just
work in town, and they, you know, it's different
decision. I'd rather him have
going down to Miami Beach.
Yeah,
I mean, from the cold state of Cleveland to the warm hurricanes of Miami Beach. I mean, it's polar opposites.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I'm sure he enjoyed the time, but like anything, you miss home. You want to go back. Yeah. He has youth on his team.
It sounds like his family wants to be in Cleveland. I mean, what's all when people, all y'all grow up in Cleveland, like, we want to stay in this city, which is fine.
Of course.
You know,
every person's dream, of course, would be to stay in their hometown and be successful there. Yeah. Of course.
Some people. Yeah.
Yeah, some people. Yeah. I would say a lot of people, yeah. But. You know, for some people, maybe they want to move on. But, you know, a lot of people, you would love to be successful in your hometown.
Yeah.
And be that guy. You know, I'm the shit. In my hometown, everybody knows me and blah, 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 you know.
Right, you just bringing money. I mean, you can make a lot of dough off of this. You know.
I mean.
So, the letter was like, I want to go home. Yeah. I can play. I want to help my team win. This team won the championship.
He wants to bring a championship to Cleveland. Now that he's got a couple, he's saying, like, I want one.
Now that he's just saying, hey, what does that mean? I'm like, why don't you? Were any of y'all mad when after Jordan won three, he just said, I'm leaving? If Jordan did that now, nigga, you weak.
He
really?
You
Magic
leaving,
got five,
you
nigga.
Leaving to go play baseball, you weak ass nigga?
They'd be like, Magic got five. You don't want it.
You weak. I'm like, dude.
He would get. He'd be like,
wanted to do other things,
right? And people were like, did he leave feeling like he was the best player? Why would you?
Brett Favre retired 25 times. I mean, sometimes you're on the fence. You're like, you know what? I don't know if I want to do it anymore. And then you stop doing it, and your routine is thrown off, and you're like, damn, I miss doing this. I want to go back. And I mean, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah. So that. We felt like, okay, that's cool. You going home win. Now, I expected a 3-year deal with maybe an opt out at two. When I saw the contract first, I was like, oh. I had to first sit like, because it was like, yeah, I'm rolling deep with this team. Y'all can be out next year.
Yeah, it's a 1-year deal.
Like, what? You know, he's like, he just maxed. I'm like, if he's going to play that 1-year deal game, I mean, he can. I mean, the whole, like, you know, well, the CBA.
With the TV deals.
TV deals going up, and then it's going
to
be.
He's
going
to be the highest paid player all the time.
Right. And then, they said in 3 years later, you know, the CBA, it's the option for the players to. Because, you know, it was supposed to be 10 years with the opt at 7. Well, in 3 years, it's going to be the 7th year. And are they going to want to change some shit up and get some more of the money back?
Yep.
And he's probably just being like, if I'm just a free agent when all this happened. I mean, look, like, everything is like, what you going to do first, LeBron?
I mean,
I can't do nothing until you move. What's your decision? And then we can all wait. Yes, like, hurry up.
It's not always about the money, but. Yes, money does play a factor. I mean, he has never been the highest paid player on his team. He's never been the highest paid player in the league, even though he's been the best player in the league for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yes, I don't blame him for wanting to go out and maximize his cash.
Yeah, he said
I am not mad at him.
He said he wanted to be a brand. And
you damn skip. And I mean,
I've got an app.
Thank you.
Like, you got an app?
Yes. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. But you know what? It's his app.
Look, and then they put him.
That's fine. Yeah,
and they put him in the Jordan category, or in the sense of the type of money, like the outside influence that you have. Like, you are like we feel like you're the best player in sports. Like, you are the guy.
Yeah. I would say that.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, you know, football star, all that, but the fact that you're like, oh, I'm the dude.
You are the guy, man.
You are the male athlete.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
It's a huge.
He's got a nice 4-year window.
But he's become much more humble about everything, which I can appreciate.
So, yeah. Now, my argument with that is with Kevin Love, since I'm going to argue that part on We Differ. He's on a short leash.
Yeah,
he gets to say, like, I'm a roll here, but is it like
I get to make demands?
Everybody's like,
you gotta force your hand.
He's the GM now.
He's the owner.
Everyone's like, who's making the decisions?
he has final say. Look,
and Kevin Love is 25. Like, you got a dude who took himself up. He wasn't much of a that pick. And the last 2 years, he's been arguably the best power forward in the game. Arguably.
On a sorry-ass team. Now, my argument is, you have guys who put up inflated numbers on weak teams. Chris Bosh was putting up 20-10 in all the damn time with weak-ass Toronto when they wasn't doing shit. Went down to Miami and became a role player. I am just saying. Not all that glitters is gold. So, I mean, sometimes, depending on the situation, it may not play out to how you want it to. So, let's say, hypothetically, they do get Kevin Love. And let's say they get put out in the first fucking round. Then what? Because everybody's like, if they get Kevin Love, they've hopped over the Bulls. They're immediately the finals contenders. And I'm like,
there we go.
Are you serious? And that's fine. No. Nobody's talking about Chicago anymore, and that is great. Don't talk about it, because we're going to sneak up on everybody and just be like, oh, like Spurs 2.0. What the hell happened? How they become the number one team in the East? Yeah, nigga, depth. Because you're going to trade Andrew Wiggins, who everybody is glamoring as the next LeBron out of high school. He went to 1 year in Kansas. I thought he could use a little bit more seasoning, but he decided to come in. Cleveland miraculously got the number one pick, picked him up. Now you got LeBron James. I am just saying, you have a pretty nice team. You have Mike Miller now. You added James Jones, but you also have Tristan Thompson. Well, you have Erdinson Varejao. You have Anthony Bennett, who honestly has looked pretty damn decent in the summer league.
Do you get basically
who are you giving up? You're giving up Anthony Bennett. Andrew Wiggins and the number one pick.
But if you're saying, like, would you pick Bosh and Wade over Love and Kyrie Irving if you're LeBron James?
Yes. I would take the youth. Yes. They're younger, even though.
That's what I'm.
Kyrie Irving is equivalent to D Wade in that he's injured all the damn time. But Kevin Love shoots threes like Chris Bosh.
But
so I'm just.
He shoots him better.
He shoots him better, and he rebounds better. But I'm just saying, when it we've seen the Spurs have given you the blueprint. When it comes to winning champion, you got to have some depth. Yes, you can have the star power.
But you still have to have some depth. Still going to have probably Deion Waiters.
And you got Deion Waiters.
Who is still the tradable piece.
Who wants to get traded? What are you going to trade him? We'll throw him into? We'll give you Deion Waiters, Anthony Bennett, like, look, Andrew Wiggins, and a number one draft pick.
If I'm
Minnesota, fine. You want Kevin Love? I'm going to milk you for everything you got. Give me Andrew Wiggins. Give me Tristan Thompson.
Yes.
I want a first round pick, and I want Deion Waiters. I basically want a fucking starting five. Yeah. If I'm giving you almost the best, if he's the number one power forward, and you taking his ass contract. Since LeBron won him so bad, and he's arguably the best power forward in the league.
That would be.
I'm getting mine.
You can get Kevin.
I'm getting mine.
If you get Kevin Martin to basically be a more veteran version of Deion Waiters, but one a guy who's going to play ball.
But now, once again, okay. So
LeBron James can.
So let's take those guys
talk
out
to
the
Deion.
Point.
LeBron James can talk to Deion Waiters and make him get in line.
Okay,
you know.
Let's say that trade happens. Hypothetically, let's take those guys out of the equation. Okay.
Right now it's always been. It's just been saying Wiggins and Bennett, which is like
I've heard Wiggins Bennett in the first round pick.
Yeah, I preferably think Deion Waiters right now is better than Anthony Bennett. But
hypothetically, you're gonna go with this young team, you're gonna gut them, so you can get your boys and some star players to come play with you, and now you're gonna have no depth, and now you ain't got no money to sign nobody else.
Not everybody
and
wants
Kevin
to do-
Love. There's no guarantee he is going to re-sign. Because we all thought it was signed, sealed, and delivered that the Big Three was just going to return to Miami. That shit didn't happen. I'm just saying. There is no guarantee. When Kevin Love, if he is traded to Cleveland and does not sign an extension prior to becoming a free agent, what do you think is going to happen when the clock strikes midnight? When the clock hits 12:01, his phone is blowing up. Kevin Love, I'm throwing all this dough at you, dude. Come on. You can play with this guy. The opportunities for you are unbelievable. Your endorsements will be stupid out the roof. Come on now. Come on. Do you think he's going to think to him, do I stay here in Cleveland, which isn't really the best city in the world? Let's just be real. A lot of people just don't flock to Cleveland. Do I want to stay here? Do I want to go back home to L.A.? Where it's glamorous, where I could potentially be that guy. Kobe's on the downside of his career and will be gone. Mm-hmm. I could be the star in L.A. and turn the Lakers franchise back around. I'm just saying, you don't think some of this stuff is going through his head? So I'm like, why roll the dice
So you're saying he should just be a free agent?
I'm going to weigh my option. Right. LeBron,
plus you can.
If I'm LeBron's weighing his. So, yes, I'm going to weigh mine. It's only fair.
No, that's fair.
It's only fair.
He said there was one mention where he said he thought about just, talking to LeBron and all that he was considering just I'm not going to sign with nobody. And this is why they made these contracts. I'm like, guys can either say, I'm going to just take the extension or wait and get the full ride.
And I mean,
everybody didn't mention
Andrew Wiggins by name.
Everybody wants the fifth year. Why do I need to sign an extension where I can only get, three, maybe four? Like right now, I guess because he has that player option for next season, I think he can only sign like a 3-year extension. And he's like, why sign for 3 years when I can just wait a year and Minnesota technically maybe ink sign and trade, but I can get that fifth year.
He goes to Cleveland. They don't do
they
that.
Make they're supposedly asking him to sign in for that last year. So basically he and LeBron James can be free agents in 2 years.
Okay.
They need him to buy in. I guess the same thing with Clippers and Chris Paul. Like, are you going to just can you take that option?
Well, it is what it is. You know what, LeBron? Good luck in Cleveland. I personally say stick with Andrew Wiggins, man, and your young team.
I would like to
learn from you.
I would say
you got two all-stars. What do you?
I mean, I wouldn't. It depends how much they want. Like, if I'm Minnesota, I want a lot. Like, I want.
Thank you.
Because if Klay Thompson, they say
if they say yes, I'm taking it.
Yeah,
give them to me.
Plus, I mean, honestly, like what they're getting, you know, I'd rather have. I mean, a lot of them players, technically, the two best people at that moment are Klay Thompson, David Lee.
Yes.
I mean, and I get a pick. Like, I actually get two good players.
Yes. So, I don't know.
But before we get really into the East, should Golden State, if they just do Klay Thompson, David Lee pick, would you do that for Kevin? I guess it's going to be Kevin Martin, but. I mean, basically, would you do that for Kevin Love?
If you're in Golden State? No. Like, my thing is, why? Okay, look. Why? You're getting the same guy. Okay, whatever. You know what?
You are in
San Francisco.
They're trying to upgrade over David Lee. That's
why?
Because
I have never understood this. David Lee is a double-double machine. What is the...
Because his defense
isn't great.
Golden State
has never preached defense to that extent anyway.
They want him to be a go-to scorer, and he's not. I mean, that's my honest opinion.
Well, I mean, Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry.
That's the thing. Like, people are scared of that dual backcourt threat.
Why?
Because it seems like you always need to be. Look at the Wizards with Gilbert Arenas in them. I mean, look at Oklahoma City. People are like, where is your big? I mean, granted, you can be like, I guess you need some guy who's going to be able to produce offensively. And, hey, Chris Bosh can produce offense. They didn't really go to him, but we'll get to that in a second. But that's what it is. But let's, the East is just deep. So, yeah, we disagree on the whole LeBron, basically, Miami comes down, you know.
A little bit.
You know, Chris Bosh
got
shown the damn money. Because he was gone to Houston. He was gone to Houston.
Yeah.
And they were like,
oh, no, we're up the
ante. They called y'all bluff. Yep.
We're up the ante. Here's the max. Beyond the max.
You know.
Is he worth that much? He better be now. He better be the focal point of that offense.
I agree.
At this
totally
point,
agree.
He better be the guy. Yeah. I need to see 2010 Chris Bosh again.
You do.
I need to see you in the post now.
I need to see.
Ain't no LeBron running in the post anymore, dude. I need you in the post now. Posting guys up. That's what I need to see. No more lingering on the 3-point line of that crap. I need you in the post.
Yeah. I need you banging with guys. Basically, I need you to be fucking. I need you to be
Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
I need you to be Chris Bosh. The real Chris Bosh.
Yeah, I need
not the 3-point
specialist. I need the 25-10 Chris Bosh.
Yes. I need
the nigga who said I wanted to be the number one player.
I need Toronto Raptor Chris Bosh.
Yeah. I remember when he said I wanted to be the lead guy on the team.
Golly. I need to see it. It's time. Yeah. You're right.
You got your two rings. So basically, if you. You know, you were part of that. So if nothing happens, if you don't win anything else, you were part of something special and you made the right decision. Yeah. You made the right decision.
You did.
You know, now you were there as a role player and you won.
And now you get to be the guy.
Yeah, now you get to take your experience and show you that you can carry the load.
And then Miami, you know what? People were crapping on the moves to get Granger and Josh McRoberts. Hey, I like those moves.
Yeah.
Those are solid moves to get solid pieces. You needed some depth. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, did you want to feel like you had to spend over five mil for Josh McRoberts, who I remember when he was the Laker.
Pretty good.
You know, he cashed
in. He's carved in a nice little career for himself. Mm-hmm. You got Danny Granger, who we don't know if his injuries will creep up on him or not, right. But... You know, we all know Danny Granger is still a solid player in the end. You know, Giannis Haslam came back. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Birdman back.
You know what I'm saying? So they've added some depth.
They brought
again.
Chalmers back, which
I was surprised.
Yeah, I'm like,
so
okay.
They paid him starters money.
Yeah.
So he'll be starting.
That was, I guess, not surprising, but like, well, why would you draft Napier?
I guess they're trying to keep some kind of continuity within the team.
Because now that feels like a favorites pick. I hope he pans out. Because that feels like a favorites pick.
Yeah.
He
unfavored LeBron, which I guess is what the thing to do is now, to diss people.
Yeah.
I'm going to unfriend you on Facebook or tweet. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, so I like Miami. I mean, the East is evening out. I like Miami's chances. I mean, no, they're not the damn favorite, in the East, or to come out and all that. Okay, but they're not like falling off. Yeah,
they're going to make your playoffs. I mean, come on now. They're going to be in there. They're probably, maybe the four.
They can fight for it with their division. They might have a solid chance. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your squad.
Let's talk about my squad. Go ahead. Can I say? Well, you know what? Let's not even talk about my squad. Because my squad intertwines with Mr. Melo. So you know what? I'll move on to the next domino that fell, which was Carmelo Anthony.
Yes.
And you know what?
I took $5 million less. Like,
I don't give a shit, man.
But like $5 million. I'm like, oh, I thought, oh, I'm $5 million less a year? Oh, no, you just took $5 million. So you just took a mil off a year.
Whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
But like I said, either way, I didn't care if he came to the Bulls or not. But
no trade clause. I saw that.
Good deal. So, I'm not mad at him. I think once he saw that the move LeBron made and went back home, I think that kind of, that might have swayed him a little bit to want to do it for his home state as well. Like, look, I want to do this in my hometown and, bring us a title that we ain't had in years. So, I'm not mad at him. He has Phil Jackson. Granted, he's a rookie coach. Derek Fisher has proven he has great leadership qualities. So he has all the makings to be a quality head coach. We don't know. It remains to be seen.
Yeah,
he's going to have growing pains just like Jason Kidd did. It's going to be the same fucking thing. So Phil Jackson is going to have growing pains in his position.
Yep.
He's never been an executive before. So, Carmelo committed. I'm sure his family played an integral role as well. He's got a son. His son goes to school. You don't necessarily want to just pull your son out of school with his friends and all that stuff. Your wife's there. She's established relationships with people. There's a whole lot of things that go into it. So that's fine.
Yeah,
And he's got Calderon now, point guard. He's got some pieces.
Yeah, I think maybe, the trade might have had some influence in, Carmelo seeing that he can actually make some trades and feel like, all right, we got rid of him, Felton gone, use the cap space wisely, I guess, basically feeling like, yes, we can move J.R. Smith.
Yep, because
somebody's going to ask for him. And, start rebuilding. They got the Stoudemire contract.
Coming off the books.
Right, and they're coming off in a good free agency.
And Bargnani's contract coming off the books.
And, if Kevin Love decides to be a free agent.
Or.
Because he can go. If he's a free agent and New York has the dough, I'd like to see that.
Or, and I know this may be fucked up, but if LeBron wanted to say, hey, I can go to Wall Street. I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
I
want to go home.
Now,
but
if you remember the last time I said, I think that was on record, that I thought that if, and I thought that's because I thought he was going to Miami, but I thought he was going to do this in Miami.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to have an opt-out, just basically get
and
in for
New
one
York.
More year. Yeah, and I was like, they're going to have a cap space, boom.
That's what I assumed.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
It could happen. It's a possibility.
That's why
I'm not going to close the door on it.
That's why you go year to year.
I'm not going to close the door.
To make people rush.
We all know they want to play together. Who knows if they might have chopped it up and talked? We don't know. Now, I know it was very close. He said he was close to going to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He was very close.
Going
to
Los Angeles.
Going back. L.A. was a distant third. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to be cold, but I'm just being real. Like,
no.
L.A. was a distant third.
Yeah.
I mean, it was either I'm going to take the max in New York or I'm going to a winning situation in Chicago. That was pretty much the two options. L.A. was like, yeah, I can get max money, but we're not winning.
Yeah,
so
he can stay in the East.
And I got no coach.
I'm an East Coast guy.
Exactly. So, He stayed with his heart. He went with his heart and stayed home, which is fine.
Yeah, which seemed like he was going to.
Which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I know.
Don't be giving LeBron love.
I'm sure people. I saw, I don't know if you saw the video of the dude who went bananas after his kid told him that Carmelo re-signed with New York. You have to see this clip. Dude went off, called him selfish and this and that. And I'm just like, damn, bro. Like, calm. Like, he was mad. I'm like, is this what happens with people?
People be like, crazy.
Golly, man. Like, look, the man has to make a personal decision of what he's going to do for his life.
Is he mad that he signed that huge contract to stay?
He's mad that he went back to. I'm assuming he's a Bulls fan or something. And he was pissed off that I guess he went to New York. So I'm like, I didn't care either way. Yeah, but for me, the Bulls did what they were supposed. The Bulls planned it perfectly.
They did.
They were like, you know what? We're going to go after the big fish, but we have a perfect plan B just in case we swing out. We miss on that one. We missed out on Carmelo, and the chips fell perfect. Paul Gasol, come on down. You get Nikola Mirotic. You added Aaron Brooks. You added Kirk Heinrich back.
Now they're
fucking deep. You talk about deep. The Bulls now have similar to when they had Kyle Korver and them boys off the bench.
You got the whole bench mob. Yeah, you got Mike Donovan.
You got Doug McDermott now, who's been killing in the summer leagues. Tony Snell, that was a rookie. The team is. Deep.
And if they use them right, I mean, the fact that you have probably two of the top five passing bigs in the league,
that opens
I want to see
so
that.
So many opportunities.
I want to see what that offense is going to be from Thibodeau. He's been the defensive guy, but I want to see that. I want to see with the coach. I want to see what Eric Spoelstra is made of. This is like, okay, how good of a coach are you? You gonna be? Are you gonna climb up the coaching ladder? Because now your offense has the guy who was basically your third option really needs to be your first or at least 1A.
Yeah,
he's got to get 15 plus touches.
So I mean, a lot of it's gonna bank on the health of Derrick Rose, of course. But at least now you can kind of breathe a sigh of relief knowing if for whatever reason it doesn't work out with Derrick Rose, there's other options we can utilize in his absence. So, yeah. For Derrick Rose's sake, he made the little 19-man cut for the USA team. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that later, but he seen Pau Gasol said in his press conference that he talked to Derrick Rose. He said he's in good health. He seems to be healthy and doing well, and that really swayed him into making his decision to come there. And I mean, I personally think with the combination now that you added, you pretty much have an elite center. Because with Noah, you have an elite defender.
Noah is elite center.
You have an elite defender combined with Pau Gasol, who is still a pretty damn good offensive player in his own right,
mm-hmm.
which offsets Noah's deficiencies on offense. You know, so, I mean, those two combined, you basically got the perfect center. Then you got Taj Gibson, who is great in the post, can defend. You got Mirotic, who's much more of a stretch four and can shoot and all that. I'm like, those two combined.
You got Mike Dunleavy.
Bam! You got an elite four right there. You got Mike Dunleavy, who's backed up by Doug McDermott, Tony Snell, Jimmy Butler can play the wing. You know, now you have – there's so many combinations that Tom Thibodeau can go with now. I'm like, dude, the fact that DJ Augustine was our leading scorer last year, that will never happen again now. I'm like, now you at least have a guy. We thought we were getting this guy in Boozer. But, I mean, Powell is honestly more of a scorer in the post than Boozer. He can operate a little bit better in the post. And, I mean, for all things considered, Pau Gasol had a pretty decent season last year. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't elite. But he's pretty damn good. So, I mean, for the Bulls, I mean, for me, I know a lot of analysts have been saying, and I agree, the Bulls should be the favorites in the East. I mean, if Derrick Rose comes back healthy, that team is so deep. Tom Thibodeau does not have to run these guys to the ground anymore. He now has the depth he can use to utilize these guys. Noah doesn't have to play 38, 40 minutes anymore. Jimmy Butler ain't got to play the whole game anymore. and things like that. Now you got guys who can take breaths and take breathers.
Yep.
Pau Gasol can team up with Taj Gibson. Taj Gibson can play with Noah. Noah can play with Pau. There's so many combos you can utilize. I'm loving it.
I know you
so
are.
So I'm like, and for me, this is going to mean more come playoff time. Because I'm like, now you got Pau, who's champion, who's a champion, who's yeah. won, who knows what it takes. He can take Mirotic under his wing. They speak the same language. He can show him what it's mm-hmm. like to transition from Europe to the NBA and all this other stuff to a big city, all yeah. this stuff. So it worked out so well for the Bulls. Yeah. So I got to give my squad an A yeah. for this offseason. I got to. They struck gold.
And, they did, and it's going to be great. You know who else has a good offseason? I like Washington's offseason so far.
Yeah.
And they got, you know, they lost Ariza, but, you know, got Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce, man.
Which was I was like, yeah, ooh.
That was a nice pick. That was a quiet move that they made under the radar. That was nice.
2-year, $11 million, mm-hmm. second-year player option. I was like, okay. I like that.
Yeah. That was a slick little move mm-hmm. by them.
You know, now you don't feel like, you know, maybe you give some more love to Otto Porter this season. But that, they got DeJuan Blair, who had yeah. a nice season. Mm-hmm. Well, I was DeJuan Blair. You know, they got Chris mm-hmm. Humphries. I was like.
You re-signed Gortat, too? Mm-hmm. I mean, they have some size, you know, now. They're trying to compete.
And, you know, because Nene's, you know, not healthy all the time.
They re-signed Drew Gooden, too. So, I mean, they re-signed Andre Miller as well. They opted
oh, they
him
did?
In. Yep. They opted in Andre Miller. So, I mean, they're pretty
was
much.
It, did he come back or they chose to bring him back?
He came back.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're looking like a team that's ready to build on their playoff window.
Weren't they the number three seed last season?
They were. The East? I believe so. No, with. Yes. No, they were the.
No, they were fourth.
They were fourth.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean. That's what I'm saying. And Toronto's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's, you know, still doing their thing.
Oh, I forgot to mention for the Miami Heat. Sorry, Heat fans. They added Luol Deng.
Yeah, how do we forget Luol Deng?
I forgot about Luol Deng. But,
no, that was Luol Deng got his $10 million. Mm-hmm. I guess he didn't want to stay with Chicago, but it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
No, and you know, that's why we keep saying they're not going to really fall off.
And because
you ain't got to paint the dude face on the wall, man. It wasn't that.
And the team who ended up, honestly, as almost the losers in free agency. And I know Laker fans are like, word. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the Houston Rockets. You rub Jeremy Lin the wrong way. You rub Chandler Parsons the wrong way. You ended up with no Melo. You ended up with no Bosh. You got Chandler Parsons in comeback. So, I mean, they struck out.
Yeah.
Many times.
You could have just went with the option.
So this is why.
You could have went with the option and had him for under $1 million for another year, but you were like, no, because we're going to pay him whatever. And Dallas called you bluff.
This is why. Well,
thanks,
Daryl Morey. I say, you got to be careful what you say to these dudes out in public.
He said he was going to trade them.
You got to be careful. Hey, man, but you got to be careful with things you do. Like, even Chandler Parsons came out and said he felt a little disrespected that they were like, well, we're looking for a third star. And he's like, well, nigga, I'm right here. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
And I mean, Chandler Parsons is pretty damn good.
Right.
He put up almost 15, 5, and 5.
I mean, he's not the biggest name or like a top.
He's been in the league like 3 years.
Right.
He needs. I mean, this is.
It's Dwight Howard, basically.
This is the problem with a big three, and Dwight Howard opened his fucking mouth. Oh, we'll be fine without Chandler Parsons. Ain't no big deal.
It's just
we have the
Harden.
Best center. We got the best two guard. I'm like, you got the best center. Is Joakim Noah on your team? I thought he was on the Bulls. My bad. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But that's okay. And I mean, James Harden, look. Is he the best two guard? I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
I guess because
Kobe would say no.
Yeah, but Kobe would say hell no. He ain't the best two guard. I guess you could say he's the best two guard. I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
everybody else. I guess small forward. LeBron's a small forward, and I guess D Wade's past his prime. Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess you could say he's the best. But Dwight, I don't know about you. You know, I'm not going to go that far. But that's a loss for Houston. You know, I don't know what they talking about. We'll be fine.
Because they got Trevor Ariza now, paying him $8 million a year. He got his nice little check.
But they still didn't address the four. You could have easily kept Parsons and just fucking looked for a power forward. This is what I mean. Like, we have to have all these stars. Why? Yeah, just get you some nice pieces.
Well, at least Dwight Howard at least said that. He was like, all we just need is, that's all he said, basically. Like, let me and James Harden do all the heavy lifting. You just get us some pieces. Yeah, okay. But that's, I get the power that guys have of wanting to be like bringing these free agents and these big name guys to win. But if the money can't, and you're like, well, how come more dudes? But you ain't signed it, bro. Like, we can't afford to.
We've always seen, though, in playoff times in big situations, it always seems to be the role players who end up making, like, the big plays. Yeah. Whether it's saving the ball from going out of bounds or hitting a clutch three or whatever it may be, it always seems to be, like, a role player. It's never really the star. It's somebody else. So, I mean, you need those guys.
Them guys cash in. I mean, it feels like,
prime example is Patty Mills.
Patty Mills
just cashed in. Was just like, all right, we need you off the bench. Boom, I'm coming in hitting threes. I mean, seriously, having big shots, hitting big moments. And who was the big key player? Kawhi fucking Leonard, who's not part of the big three. This is what I mean. Like, your role players and guys who aren't your big name dudes, they're the ones who come up big for you in the end. It's always like a business. It's the little guys who do the grunt work.
Yeah, maybe they feel
that
like,
make it go.
Maybe they feel like it's a star, but they can get a guy cheap. Because I guess it's like with Kawhi Leonard, like technically he still is on his rookie deal. And I'm like, maybe Cleveland feels like if we get trade that and get a big name dude, who's to say with all that money and all that we actually going to win? The hard part is for them, LeBron, they know you can leave whenever you want.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, in 2 years you bounce.
Yep.
You know, Kevin Love is supposedly opting in, which I just read somewhere else that maybe Golden State is willing to put Klay Thompson in the pot.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I mean, honestly, that's hard. Like, I've seen people worship Kevin Love. Go. I'm like, it depends. I'm like, if he wants to play, if he wants to have an easier role, per se, what we've been saying, the East is not really, it's evened out.
Yeah. It's got teams that are a little bit more balanced. Yeah.
So it's not just a cakewalk as much as last year. It shouldn't be.
No.
Since I guess the Giant has been slayed by the Spurs beating them so bad he wanted to leave Miami.
Hey, and speaking, you know what? We'll get to the Spurs. Let's finish up on the East real quick. So, hey, I mean,
the Hornets.
Hey, they got Marvin Williams. Got Lance Stevenson. Hey, they're trying to make some moves. So, Michael Kidd Gilchrist, you riding the bench, son.
Maybe they
got Noah Vonleh. They got, what's my boy? Tyler Zeller. Al Jefferson. Hey, man, Charlotte got some pieces. Mm-hmm. Jordan, you getting it right. Yeah. He has learned since Kwame. He has learned, like, I got to do this the right way. Yes. He's doing it. He's signing veterans, getting quality guys. You can't. This is what I mean. Like you can spend years being sorry and keep getting tied draft picks, but in the end, you're gonna have to end up spending some money to sign some quality veterans who can teach these young guys how to play the game and how to do it the right way. Great signing.
I feel like it's hard to build quick.
Great signing.
Because you just gotta swing. It's like, well, LeBron's in now. Well, we gotta do everything like for the moment right now.
Yeah,
and like, then it feels like if you don't win, he leaves because he's like, you could get him all the pieces. If it don't work, he can be like, you know what, I'm not happy because I ain't won.
Yep.
I'm leaving.
Yep.
Oh shit, with me and Kevin Love, it ain't working out. Me and Kyrie don't fit together.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 years, if 2 years he don't win, is it like, oh, I ain't won yet, I'm leaving? Because that's how, when I saw the deal, that's kind of how it felt. If I don't see something to my liking,
I'm gone.
You know?
Which is like, okay.
Well, we want to be the Nets, that with Darren Williams, and I need to see something. Hey, now you, paying what? How much was that?
Oh, I
don't like know. Nine. It was like 90-some million, and just like, damn.
Hey, oh.
I was like, damn.
You now see why teams try to avoid that luxury tax.
Yeah, Nestor Pay record 90. In luxury, that damn.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah. I mean, you are now seeing, you see why teams don't.
That repeater tax is scary, man.
It sucks.
That shit just gets higher and higher.
This is why you need to spread the wealth around. And you can't just have 80 stars on your team. You got to have role players.
Nope.
Which is why I love what my squad did.
And it kind
of. Loved it.
I ain't going to have a friend. It will taint. It feels like it's tainted a little bit because it's like we all got to get together.
It's boring.
Jeez.
Come on, man. I want to see rivalries. I want to see y'all competing against one another. Is that the damn Olympic squad? That's what the Olympic team is for, so y'all can play together. I don't want to see y'all playing together in the NBA. Come on, man. I don't want to see LeBron, Kevin Durant, and Russell Westbrook on the same team.
Right.
That's boring. That's an all-star team.
Yeah,
that's what the all-star game is for. I don't need that.
For Houston, it would have to be, for them, if they got Rondo, that, to me, that would be, they would need a star point guard who wasn't going to score.
Yeah.
That would be their only, if they got a, like they said, if they got Rondo, if they got a name
if
guy.
If they got Rondo, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to score.
Right. Because I want, if they're going to be like that, yes. Honestly, with them two niggas, yes.
That'd be great.
Dwight Howard and James Harden should be fucking dominating offensively.
Yes.
But Dwight Howard doesn't dominate offensively.
Nope. Which is why he ain't the best.
James Harden, you know, he's
okay.
He don't know when to pull back sometimes.
And his defense be slacking.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying. But, I mean, and then Detroit. I don't know what's going on in the Motor City, but Stan Van Gundy has come up there. And, again, first time exec, he clearly has no idea what the hell he's doing. Because he's giving Jody Meeks $7 million a year. And now he's giving Caron Butler like $5 million a year. Who else did he pay? Who was that?
Well, because he's trying to get in, trying to shop Josh Smith.
Shopping Josh Smith, he don't really, it don't seem like he want to keep Greg Monroe. He signed DJ Augustine. I don't know what's going on. They just had Brandon Jennings last year. I guess he don't like Brandon Jennings. I don't know what's going on in Houston. He wants shooters, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So
I mean, yeah. It's just like that. I mean, Dallas, I'm liking. I mean, that Chandler Parsons is a lot. I will say that. But
yeah, moving on.
I mean,
to the West.
You get him on the other team. He's, you know,
he's going to be a nice fit as that third wheel with them.
Monte Ellis.
He can be the third star now again.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got Dirk, Monte Ellis, and him.
You know,
and Dirk Felton.
And Dirk took like $9 million.
And you got Tyson Chandler.
Like, wow. And people are like, well,
I told you.
He was like,
I told you he's doing the Tim Duncan deal.
Yeah. Because
I knew
you can just, you know, you can still, they're going to keep paying you.
He wants to retire there.
Yeah.
I mean,
once
there's
you
some guys where it's like, I've been in the game 15 plus years. It's not about
once you get your big time, like,
and he's won a ring.
Yeah, like after this, Chris, like what Chris Bosh got. When you get one of those, after that contract,
it's not
if you're still with that same team, and you want to still win with them, then you're like, all right, I got my 20-some million. Now I can take a look. Like fuck Zach Randolph.
Exactly.
Zach Randolph don't seem old to me, but I guess he just like, I really want to stay here.
And he wants to win.
Yeah, and I basically saying, I want
Marc Gasol here.
So let me take less so Marc Gasol can be here.
Yeah. So this is why I'm like, you got to spread it around.
Yeah, they kept Devin Harris. You know, the Tyson Chandler move might.
That might benefit.
That might be
That's
nice.
That's going to work out.
Yeah, like you said, you know, I don't know Raymond Felton going to do anything. Yeah, but I want to see, you know, that looks
promising. I like what Mark Cuban is doing, man. I like what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And Rick Carlisle is going to, if I will say this, for Raymond Felton's sake, Rick Carlisle is a coach that will get in his ass.
Yeah.
And that will whip his ass into shape.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he just has to be productive. He don't have to be the best dude. Like, we got guys. Just.
Run the offense,
make open shots.
Exactly.
And
don't turn the ball over.
Basically. And
I mean, come on.
You'll survive. And
exactly.
Hopefully get another check. You know, I saw what the Grizzlies got Vince Carter.
Yes.
And I was like, I like that.
That just came out of left field. I was like, huh?
What? Gordon Hayward got his payday. He got to agree to that.
Hey, Charlotte tried, man. Charlotte tried. Utah matched, so they had to settle for Lance Stephenson. But, I mean, hey, I like Gordon Hayward. He's a guy I think that goes under the radar. I think he's good. A lot of people were shitting on the deal he got. I'm like, hey, I think he's good.
Yeah, this is the hard part with restricted free agents. You just gotta wait. Like,
you never know. Yeah. It's a roll of the dice. You're like,
guys don't want to
go, or
they don't want to tie money up for like, 3 days.
Sign them. Should we match it or should we lose them for nothing? Mm-hmm. So, one person going through that right now is Eric Bledsoe with Phoenix. Do they keep him? They offered him 4 years, 48, like Kyle Lowry. He don't want it. He wants 5 years, $80 million. So he wants the max money, which for Eric Bledsoe, I can't be mad at him. I mean, he's a young up-and-coming, you know, point guard. I know he saw Kyrie Irving getting all the money. So he's like, well, I want some of the money. But Kyrie Irving is a proven all-star. Eric Bledsoe has not yet been to an all-star game. So he's more so banking on his potential. He's being greedy at this point. Phoenix is being fair. They're giving you, you know, fair value, and yeah, you're being greedy right now. So I'm like, dude, just take the 4 years, 48. I'm like, you're young, dude. You're like 21 years old, and in a few years, you can cash in again.
Yeah, you're not. People not gonna want to pay you 15 plus, man.
No,
you getting $12 million. That's good.
That's great.
You'd be like, nah, I need more than that. Like,
all right.
But that's what teams don't want to do, because it's like, if I try to offer this guy a fair deal, then they're gonna sign it up. They're going to be like, we're going to match it. I mean, that's why I guess the Lakers should have tried, but they didn't.
Yeah.
It's like, why didn't they try for Eric Bledsoe? It's like, would you have given Eric Bledsoe that contract? And they'd be like, no. Like, well, why did you think that if you gave him this contract – that he wasn't going to sign. If you gave him this contract, they matching it. Yeah. Phoenix is like, oh, word? Cool. We match that. You know, if you give him the max, that's different. But then it's like, you didn't get offered the max for. That's what I think with Gordon Hayward.
Phoenix backed themselves by trading for Isaiah Thomas. So like, in case Eric Bledsoe leave, we got a backup plan. So take it or leave it, nigga. Take it or leave it. So, or Eric Bledsoe, do what I always tell cats to do and sign the fucking qualifying offer and just be an unrestricted free agent next year.
They might. Greg Monroe might do that.
And he'd be smart. He'd be smart to do so.
Because I think if Josh Gordon is, I mean, that's not, if Josh Smith is still on the team when it's time for him to make a decision, he's going to be like, I just signed that 1 year tender.
Yeah.
And then I'll be a free agent and do what I want.
Exactly. And then last but not least, the Lakers. I mean, I said they could end up as the team on the short end of the stick and all this, and they're basically bringing back the same squad from last year. They have like 1,000 power forwards. I don't know what they're doing. Like, they added Boozer.
I wasn't mad with that.
They signed Ed Davis. They re-signed Ryan Kelly. That's three already. They re-signed Jordan Hill for a lot of money.
Jordan Hill is your starting center.
They drafted Julius Randle. That's five power forwards right there. Okay, four if you discount Jordan Hill.
Carlos Boozer is not a bad pickup for them.
It's just a lot of fours.
Yeah, Ed Davis is basically the other guy.
Nice signing.
I don't know if he'll get more run than Sacre just because Sacre is your center. So Sacre is a backup center. And you may want to.
Sacre should be the starter.
I know Jordan Hill. Jordan Hill and Julius Randle is a nice 4-5 combo. It's decent.
It's decent.
Mm-hmm.
You get, and then they got Jeremy Lin.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Look. I wasn't either.
I'm not mad at it.
I was not either.
I mean, coming off what you were trying to hit home runs.
That's not a bad consolation prize. No. I mean, shit, his contract's coming off the books next year. So he'll have some cap space. You got a point guard who is at least serviceable now. This is honestly one of the better point guards y'all have had in some time.
Yeah, he can score. You know, he can score. I mean, he's not efficient with the ball out of his hand, but he's a nice offensive guy. I mean, if you can say he don't play defense, it's like, well, why did you trade for Steve Nash in the first place then, if that was your concern?
And then you re-signed Nick Young, 4-year deal. Mm-hmm. That was a long term.
Got to keep Swaggy P.
Long term commitment. So
hey. Swaggy P is a crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Folk like him that.
I mean, he can score. If nothing else, he can put points on the board. So, hey, I mean, free agency is the meat and potatoes of free agency is pretty much done at this point. Now it's, you know, the scraps are pretty much what are left over at this point. So,
out there.
Majority signings would just be.
Yeah. I don't know. Mo Williams is out there.
Mo Williams is out there. I know Dallas was interested in him.
This is where you get your little nice little
This is where you
pieces.
Get the bargains. Yep. This is where you go bargain hunting. So. We'll see what happens, and we'll see if any teams can make any splashes in the future.
What's up? And shout out to all the folks who made the national team roster. I know your boy
Derrick Rose, baby. Woo woo.
Bradley Beal, DeMarcus Cousins, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, DeMar DeRozan, Andre Drummond, Kevin Durant, Kenneth Faried, Paul George, Blake Griffin, James Harden, Gordon Hayward, Kyrie Irving, Kyle Korver, Damian Lillard, Kevin Love, Chandler Parsons, Derrick Rose, Klay Thompson.
Nice little group. Nice little group of guys. You got a lot of different players, different specialties.
Yeah, and the Claw decided to take a break.
I'm mad at him.
Kawhi Leonard coming off that Finals MVP performance, baby.
Nobody from Miami. Nobody from San Antonio. I mean,
we know nobody from Miami.
But I mean, Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. He's worn out, and tired. Just wants to rest his body up for the next season. So you know, I'm not mad at that.
Nah, but we're going to take a quick break, y'all. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap the sports world up. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
Yeah, he chose that. I didn't make him do that, y'all.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Y'all want to talk some basketball? Y'all want to just talk sports in general? Any comments, any feedback, hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, we definitely want to thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. For all the new listeners, definitely keep tuning in and tell all your peoples about us. Holla at your boys.
That's what's up. Hey, man, when this kind of news hit with the NFL, I was a little shocked with Fox deciding that Pam Oliver is getting replaced this season.
It's crazy.
With Aired Andrew.
Crazy.
Her final season, 20th season with him, and you get stuck with the B team. I mean, no offense, but. And then saying, well, given all her accolades and how she's a great interviewer, and, you know, when she's going to ask you questions, you know it's going to be real. And like, well, why are you getting rid of them? I mean, I know a lot of it seems to be age. Mm-hmm. And we know Aaron Andrews' look appeals to
the masses.
The masses. That's a nice way to put it.
That's just the reality.
Yeah. You know, brown hair, blue eyes is popular.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah. But I know she's still trying to do some other background work anyway. Mm-hmm. And,
she's doing Dancing with the Stars or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, she's still, and you know, doing getting more in depth, so she's still gonna stay in it. You know, when I saw it, I was like, this kind of sucked.
Yeah,
because
I mean, you've seen Pam Oliver; she's been doing it for a long time. You know, players have developed somewhat of a relationship.
She's good.
Yeah, she's good at what she does, and you know, I'm sure she will be missed. She's gonna pop up somewhere else. Guaranteed.
To me, once you get a person who's a great interviewer, who they are sometimes just kind of fades out.
Yeah.
And you just hear the question and the dude's answer. But, you know, and I know folk got on her with her hair. I mean, you know, it was just funny. I mean, yeah. But, you know, I know killing her on social media probably didn't help as much. But, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but I hope she, you know, keeps doing her thing. Jimmy Graham was in there before. He wasn't not a tight end, but he got his money.
He got paid.
4 years, $40 million deal, 21 guaranteed.
I have nothing else to really say on that. I mean, Jimmy Graham did what he did. He got paid. He was going to be the highest paid tight end. We knew that was coming. I mean, if all works out, he'll play out the life of the contract or end up getting an extension on the last year or two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, he's the best tight end in the league. He deserves the money.
Is he is he worth the first round pick in the draft? Would you take him with the first 12?
Are we talking fantasy?
Yeah. I'm talking about fantasy football.
Oh, if fantasy football, I would take him. The only thing is, I'd probably take him high second round. Okay. Only because, I mean, normally first off, you're going to take running backs. Just because you want a dude who's going to have the ball constantly. Yeah,
by the time you're down there, the running backs
are going to be taking. Like, if you're at the bottom of the first round, take him at the bottom of the first round. Because I'm like, once the top three quarterbacks are gone, top three running backs are gone, he's probably one of the top three receivers. We're just talking about receivers. He's probably one of the top three.
I would think that.
So behind Calvin Johnson, like your Calvin Johnson, AJ Green, and him are probably like your top three receivers that should go off the board.
Yeah, I would think that.
So if I'm on the bottom of the first round, I take a swing on him because you know now he's going to get the ball. When Sproles is gone. So that leaves more targets for him. Exactly. They spread them all over the place.
Yeah, I would say with the first, if I'm in a 12-team.
Eight and below.
Ooh.
I'd take him eight and below. If he got to eight, if I was at eight, I'd really consider taking him.
Okay. Yeah, no. If I'm eight, yes, it would cross my mind.
Because I can get him and still technically get a quality quarterback high in the second round. Technically, or a quality running back, or whatever.
I think you have questions, but I think once you get to the 11th pick, if he's there, you take him because he may not come back around.
Mm-hmm. It's probably not going.
Yeah, because the number 12, if the top two receivers is like you said, if Calvin Johnson gone, he's gonna be like, give me
Jimmy Graham, or unless you taking like AJ Green,
you take them both. I don't know,
or Julio Jones,
and then we got the I saw that 2015 draft either going to be held here or in Chicago. Come on, L.A.
Man, if L.A. gets the draft, oh, Jesus.
Would you try to go?
I would, actually. I definitely would. I'd want to go. Rep my Broncos, baby. Let's go. John Elway already said he's keeping it real. Julius Thomas is not being paid like Jimmy Graham. Let that be known. I'm loving that crap. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Hey, keeping it real, man. Look. He is not produced like Jimmy Graham, so no, I can't give him Jimmy Graham money. I mean, let's just be real. You ain't producing like Calvin Johnson, why should I give you Calvin Johnson money? I mean, just be real talk.
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas getting paid because he's putting up elite Calvin Johnson-esque type numbers. But Julius Thomas, you've had one full season, my friend, so you still got much to prove. So, booyah.
So then we had an MLB All-Star Weekend, you know, AL win 5-3, Mike Trout.
And for you LA fans out there, I know a lot of y'all were disappointed in that home run derby when Mr. Yasiel Puig put up a donut. he shouldn't even been in it. Like, oh, word. See, this is exactly what I was glad Jose Abreu didn't do it. Because he said he didn't want to do it because when you get into, like, he said it's a different mentality trying to hit home runs as opposed to when you're actually playing in a real game. And he said it kind of takes you out of your rhythm. So, was not mad at my boy Jose Abreu for stepping down. Frank Thomas was a little upset by it. Thought he should have performed for the city of Chicago since he's leading the league in home runs and whatnot. But, you know, it is what it is. Some guys prefer, you know, not to. Some baseball players are superstitious. So, you know, it is what it is. But shout out to, Cespedes? Is that his name? Jonas Cespedes, I think is his name.
I think that's his name.
I'm going to call him the cannon from now on because some of the throws he's been making from the outfield are freaking ridiculous. I'm talking about throwing cats out at home plate from the outfield. It's ridiculous. So, but he crushed him in a home run derby, so good looking out.
Yeah, and then, of course, that whole MLB game was all about Derek Jeter.
It actually was starting to bore me. The whole talk leading up to it was really honestly starting to, like, get on my nerves. I can understand, like, a day before. But when it was, like, 2-3 days of just talking about Derek Jeter, I'm just like, all right, look. I know he's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player, but, I mean.
Yeah, they keep saying. I've heard that right now, Major League Baseball, they're – quote unquote exhibition game is the most watched out of the sports. I'm like, yeah, I guess because you say, well, because you know, they got everybody on the damn team. Yeah. But, you know, I heard that Adam Wainwright controversial statement that was kind of like, yeah, I'm about
to. Who was interviewed none other than by Aaron Andrews.
You know, like, I'm just going to hook it, you know.
He hooked him up, man. Look, it's his last All-Star game. Yeah.
I ain't gonna give him the heat.
Am I gonna let Jordan dunk the ball in the last All-Star game? Yes, I'm not gonna try to block his ass. I'm gonna let him dunk it. Like, right. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's his last All-Star game. You give him one down the middle of the plate, let him hit one. So freaking what? Who cares? And then I just didn't like the fact that he tried to backtrack out of it. I didn't like that. I was like, dude, look, if you threw the man a little friendly ball, it's fine. Who cares? It's his last All-Star game.
Yeah.
I don't care. Now, if you're doing it for other dudes, that's a different story. But for Derek Jeter, I don't care. Y'all are all pumping him as like the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yes.
Yeah, he got two
hits. The king has to have the red carpet rolled out for him. I mean, shit, who cares? Whatever. He wasn't the MVP.
No, he was.
So, I mean, that hit didn't make a difference, so it doesn't matter.
You can play it as a pass in the torch, per se, but.
Yeah.
No,
that hits are irrelevant.
Yeah, he got the record. Yeah, all right,
congrats to Mike Trout, who is probably now the guy in baseball when it comes to just, you know, all around talent. And
he's like this good. He like been in the league what, like 4 years. Yeah.
And he's a quiet guy. He's kind of similar to Jeter. Doesn't make a lot of noise. You don't hear a lot of anything about him.
He got his little Subway commercials and all that. I don't know if he'll be the playboyish
dude.
He's
not controversial or anything like that, you know, but, you know. It's nice to see that LA has, you know, two stars with Puig on the Dodgers, Trout on the Angels. It's nice to see. So.
Yeah, they both can get it together. Man. And the Angels and Dodgers, if they're they could be the top two stars
you can have a freeway series in the World Series. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
Then them games gonna be serious.
I mean, hey, California gotta get some love. The Giants, the A's, the Dodgers, and the Angels are all kicking ass, so Cali is where it's at, baby. Let's go. Baseball's back.
There you go.
In the meantime, I guess.
There you go. I got something to say on that later. I wouldn't buy my own. I know this ended. I know it's old, but shout out to Germany.
Yeah.
Winning the World Cup.
Yeah, real talk.
That was a tight game. I know people were, some of us watching it, told me when they were like, this is 1-0.
That's a great game.
I was like, it was close.
That's called a great freaking game is what that's called. It ain't like that damn 7-1 nonsense that Brazil had to deal with. And they got their asses beat by, what was it, the Netherlands? The Netherlands beat them up?
No, Germany beat them 7-1.
No, and then in the
Netherlands beat them 3-0.
The Netherlands beat their ass, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, Brazil, I don't know what happened. They got whooped 10-1 in the last two games they played. I know. Did you see the reaction from the fans?
Yeah.
Because I literally was listening to Mason in Ireland, and they were just talking about, and they're like, you know, Germany scored again, and they scored again. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, they have to be playing around. And I look at my phone, I'm like, damn.
And we were watching it.
And I'm like, it was so easy. Yeah. Like, they gave up.
Yeah, they had it on in the office, and they scored 2-0 quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, and people were like, oh, shit.
And Brazil, I swear to God, it looked like they gave up.
Yeah, and then I went to grab some lunch, came right back. I probably wasn't gone, like, felt like 15 minutes. And I was like, so what's up now? Like, it's 5-0. Like, what? I just left. I wasn't even going that long. And I was like, oh, well.
And then, yeah.
Game the 5-0 in the game over.
Game over. That's game.
Yeah, we got a whole half to play.
That's
no matter.
That's like a 40-point lead in basketball. Yeah. Game over. So, I mean, and the fans were just devastated. I mean, how can you be? How can you not be? It's your hometown in the FIFA
World. Yeah, but I mean, like, five go. I'm like,
you're just like the fastest. What the fuck?
Yeah, the fastest goal scored. They scored five of them
in 29 minutes.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. Like, for those of y'all who don't really know soccer, that's fucking insane. Yeah. That's like scoring five touchdowns in like 3-4 minutes. It's ridiculous. Like, you're like, what the hell? Is there defense? No, where
like,
are you?
That was like that.
Where are you?
That was like that Reggie Miller moment.
Yeah, the SOS.
With the Knicks. And it was just like, you just up like eight, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, I'm
down. We're down. Like, even though he pushed off. Even though everybody's like, he pushed off. Yeah, he did. Reggie, you know you pushed off a little bit, but
he made the shot.
He made the shots.
Yeah, I hate it, but he made it.
But yeah, that Germany, Argentina, that goal at the end. That was textbook. Ball don't touch the ground.
No.
That's a textbook shot right there. Bounce it off the chest. Yeah, and boom!
That was beautiful. It was just, and like both teams was playing. We were like, all right, we're going to go into the penalties.
I know that.
And that dude, and all of a sudden it was just like, oh, 2 minutes left.
I know they're not American, but that should have been up there for SB Player of the Year. I'm like, shit. Cause that was perfect. Oh, yeah. But I mean, this is why I love the World Cup. You get some of the most exciting games out there with the countries out there. You see how emotionally invested they are in their teams. Cause a lot of them, this is all they got. They only got football, the actual football, not American football, but real football.
Yeah, other sports, but for them, soccer is either one or two.
Yeah, soccer is one and two for some of them. I mean, this is what it is. So. Can't wait for the next 4 years, even though it's going to be in gloomy-ass Russia. I mean, playing. But, we'll see how it is, man. I mean, can't wait. Yeah. Hopefully, U.S. will get some better players.
What do they do better? I mean, they will be on the injury in the first.
And no Landon Donovan.
Yeah, hurt. Yeah, I know you don't like that. You know, we'll see what happens. Maybe that, you know, team will go a little bit farther. We shall see.
Yep.
I'll get to passing these awards out.
Let's go.
All right, this is always starting with the nice. What's the noise award?
Noise.
For the week, who gets that for you?
You know what, for me?
Noise.
I have two of them. One, as just a side note, I got to give a noise award to Mr. Johnny Football. Just because LeBron has come and has just shut the door on anything Johnny Football. I haven't heard a peep from him in like a week or two. So, yes, finally. It's been a while with no Johnny Football. But... Well, I'm sure, like Chris told me, once training camp starts, and which it does start next week, it'll be back to Johnny Football Talk. So football's right around the corner. Yes. And for my real Norse Award, I got to give it to Michael Sam. I was watching the ESPYs today, and, you know, just watching his story and, you know, the speech he gave when he won the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, you know, it really brought a tear to my eye. I mean, this is a kid... Really hearing what the hell he had to go through, his brother getting shot, sister dying, one brother just disappearing out of thin air, just gone, you know, brothers fucking cooking up, you know, drugs and shit and basically telling him, you say something, we're going to kill your ass, dad abandoned him. He's been through hell and back. And I mean, you know, seeing his story, going to Missouri to play football, you know, playing football in high school, even though... As a Jehovah's Witness, it was against his religion to do so. You know, just the things he had to go through. And then finally in his senior year, telling everybody, yes, I am a gay man. And then you almost saw, like, I guess that alleviated a lot of the pressure off of him. So he was able to just play and not think about anything, which seems to have led to his having a great season. You know, you saw him getting drafted. And, you know, the speech he gave was a very heartfelt speech. You know, it was very emotional for him, and he mentioned that there was a young lady that a friend wanted him to talk to who was gay and who actually contemplated committing suicide as opposed to coming out and just admitting that she was gay. And she said, after hearing his story, she said she'll never contemplate committing suicide again. So it's little things like that just show you that, you know, one person can make a difference in the lives of many. So, you know, I compliment him. I said, as a 7th-round pick, he has to shut up and get to work. He has done so. He's been busting his ass. And from what I read, it looks like he's going to make the team. He's doing a good job. But training camp starts soon, so this is where the real work comes into play. But from all intents and purposes, he has done what a seventh round pick is supposed to do and grind and work. So I commend him for that. He shined away from the limelight. He's done with all that. Yes, he was at the ESPYs, but that's, you know, that's an award show. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for him, congratulations. He's opened the doors for, I'm sure, many youth out there in America who want to play sports and are gay and were afraid to come out and say so. But, you know, it's a nice story to see. You know, hopefully it shows that America is changing for the better and, you know, we're becoming a more tolerant society.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. We are. Now, I missed that speech. I wanted to hear that one.
It was good.
Yeah. My Norris Award is going to that same night, and this is going to Stuart Scott's speech that I got to check out.
Your alpha brother.
That's right. It's funny. He just been through a lot.
Yeah, man. You could tell he was losing all that weight and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was like, wow.
And he just kept going. Yeah.
He's still working. Mm-hmm. Still, yeah. I'm not mad at him.
Him just basically, once a minute, it's just tough and got his family and bring a daughter on there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, about the Jimmy V and all that. I mean, that was major. I mean, I remember Stuart Scott.
Yeah.
He was like
he was the guy.
Yeah.
When you talk about like.
Yeah, he made basically.
He made ESPN today, almost. He made
today's sports analyst is him. He was almost like that new dude who came out. I was like, I'm the new trend. People now want to use lines.
And it was cool to see because he had, you know, as black people like that, he had some swag to him. Yeah. He had some flavor to him.
He's had a cool personality, yeah. And he was having fun with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. He enjoyed himself. And that's what you got to do with your jobs. You got to have fun at work. And it's cool to see. It was cool to see a guy who, even though he's going through a tough time right now, is able to still go to work and, you know, still enjoy life, mm-hmm. you know? So, you know, shout out to them. Yeah, definitely.
No, we have, you know, we have family. I know on my wife's side and our family who've gone through cancer. We know that's serious.
Yes, it's a very serious thing.
You know, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. All right. You want to do your what the fuck moment first?
Sure.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
For my what the fuck moment, let me think. Let's see. Who can I give it to? I'm going to go against the grain right now. The what the fuck moment is going to go to me. I was a little bit hard on Josh Gordon when I initially heard the reaction of what happened.
Yeah, because I just announced it to you right here and here.
Emotionally, emotions flared just because. For me, I'm just like another black mark on African American, on young African Americans. It's like, damn, man, every time it seems like we're about to show some promise, we take two steps back over some bullshit. So, yes, it pissed me off, but I know I said he should be kicked out of the league and all that. I don't want the man to be kicked out of the fucking league. Everybody makes mistakes. People deserve second chances. He needs help. I mean, that I was dead serious on. He needs to find some help. So, Cleveland Browns, I hope you guys are trying to help him get his life back on track, as the Jacksonville Jaguars were doing with Justin Blackmon. And if the kid happens to never play football again because he can't get his life together, so be it. But first things first, he has to get his life together. So I want to take the time to apologize for being as harsh as I was on him. But, you know, in the moment of time, I just had to express how I felt right then and there. So I will give myself the what the fuck moment because I felt I was a little hard on the man. So there it is.
I feel like, yeah, I dropped it on you. Like, I think it just popped up when we were talking. And it was just, and it was like, dude, really?
I was already hot about the Cleveland Browns, too. I was like, oh, no. Another one?
Do you think they should keep him? In terms of not cutting them,
it's hard to say. It really is because he is very talented. We all know talent goes a long way. We've seen with the whole Richie Incognito situation and all that. We've seen where guys who can't get it right still get second and third and fourth and fifth chances. So, talent-wise, yes, they have to keep him. They don't have a choice because somebody else is going to snatch him up real quick.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's bigger than football. At this point, it doesn't even matter. He just needs to get his life together.
Yeah, that's when I watched in the NFL film with the players and they had on with the Chris Carter one because I had taped it and hadn't watched it. And they were just reading that what's the name cut him. He was like, Damn.
And Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And I would not be shocked or surprised if Cleveland did it either. That might be what he needs to get a wake-up call.
He said that was his wake-up call. He said, like, he thanks him, and he actually, you know, apologized to him like, I let you down. I mean, that was deep. His wife was like, I can't believe I really married like a drug addict. You're like, what the fuck? But he got it together. And I mean, it's fucking Chris Carter. All I do is catch touchdowns. Yeah. Like, yeah, hindsight, people are going to be like, no, I'm not. People, that kind of talent, which Josh Smith is talented.
Josh Gordon, yeah.
Yeah, Josh Gordon's talented enough. They're like, all right, I'm just going to ride it out.
But I mean, first things first, he has to.
Yes, he does.
He has to get help, and he has to take it seriously. This is not a joke. This is serious. This is the life of a young man who needs to get his life on track. Because we all know what happens when you got drugs, you got alcohol, 9 times out of 10, at least to death. And I don't want to see this young man die at a young age over some bullshit. So he needs to get his life together, and hopefully it's soon.
That's right. So yeah, okay, my what the fuck moment. Is the fact that I was reading and I was just pleased to hear at the All-Star game, MLB, Tony Gwynn was not recognized
at all.
At all. And I was like, what? This is Tony Gwynn. You know, all I heard was, you know, but this dude is like the next Ted Williams, who just be hitting, batting.
Not even a moment of silence.
300 for ever. I'm like, this is Tony fucking Gwynn.
Everything was about Jeter.
And I'm like, Jeter could have had, it was like, Tony Gwynn was not going to take away from Derek Jeter's moment. I mean, in fact, it's like, it's Derek Jeter. He's going to be like, it's Tony fucking Gwynn. I understand. That was bullshit to me. I'm like, this dude stayed with the Padres when he could have left. When the Players Association was pressuring him to take these big-ass contracts, be like, look, you big enough where if you take the big money, then other guys can get the big money. And he was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I know where I live. I know how the team is. It ain't that necessary. I'm going to get paid, but I don't need to go bankrupt the team. And it's not a controversial guy. This is a guy who is all about other people and whose character you...
Yep.
Come on. And you know, he gets no love.
Yeah, that was a little sad.
That's fucked up.
That was a little fucked up.
You know, for all that, what they're doing in MLB, this, you want another reason why I don't really get into your game? This.
And shame on. And it kind of goes into.
I bet you if this was Derek Jeter who passed away, you know, like. If he, you know, 12 years later or something, he ain't gonna get honored.
And they always question, well, why aren't there more African Americans playing? I'm like, well, if you do things like this and show these kids who are watching your game, oh, there were prominent African American players prior, you know, before your time, you know, that might influence them to want to play the game. But when you don't do anything, there's no tribute, there's nothing for them. They don't know.
Right.
All they know is Derek Jeter. All they know is Derek Jeter.
This has been to like, what, 13 All-Star? Like, come on.
So shame on Bud Selig for that one. I'm like, you of all people should have been like, we need to do at least a moment of silence.
You know, with all this.
At the very least.
Yeah. For all this, you know, bullcrap you've kind of let happen. Steroids and Alex Rodriguez and all that. You got Derek Jeter, hit Derek Jeter, and then you come with the left with Tony Gwynn. Like, these are the kind of guys we want in baseball.
Like, I know it's Minnesota and it's the home of Kirby Puckett, but still, it's like, it just happened.
It's Tony Gwynn. It's Tony Gwynn. This year. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Like, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I agree with that.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I had to get all of that out.
Yes, sir.
Just for a week. But, you know, football season's coming. We're trying to, trying to get that ready the month of August. I think we're going to start ramping up the football talk.
Yep.
Maybe looking at the divisions and, you know, previewing some stuff. So we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, thank y'all again for tuning into the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour brought to you by Black Is Network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please check us out. At our website, blackisonline.com. You can find all the information for us there. You can listen to the shows, all the other great programming from Black Is Network. We also are on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Check us out there. Leave us reviews. 5-star, we love those. Either iTunes or Stitcher, you know. You want to get at us directly, email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219. And got to give a shout-out to the Hip Hop Digest. Them crew, we got to had the pleasure of recording with them.
Definitely.
Picked out the fishbowl.
Yeah, it was a definite honor and a pleasure to be on the show with them. King Killer, Kirk G, and Mr. E. Green, E. Color, whatever you want to be called, sir. But, you know, it was great. So, for those of y'all who don't know, check out the show. It's a great show.
Oh, yeah. Great hip-hop talk.
Play
some great music, too. So, those definitely check them out.
Yeah, they're funny, man. They're good cats. So, yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to us and listening. For all the long-time listeners, thank you for continuing to listen to us. For the first-time listeners, we thank you for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mothers, daddies. Tell your sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews. Tell, of course, tell your homeboys and all that good stuff, but tell your dogs, chickens, cats, ducks, roosters, lizards, geese, what else we got? Horses, buffaloes, ox, squirrels, Disney characters. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. We have been your gracious hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Are you ready? South Central Los Angeles. So what you wanna do? Are you ready? So what you wanna do? Are you ready?
I'm all on the front line down to put in work. I thought once or twice, but they never did no dirt. But I'm amped to put my flats on the map with exchange of a scrap. But when motherfuckers strap, but I got to make a vow once I get the Mac in. Now once I spot a rival, it's a must I do a me. I spin around the corner, finna get busy. I ask the big homie, who is he? The fool with the wrong color on. Standing by the broom, said your mission is complete. Once you get his head blown off his motherfucking neck. Fuck the chin check, cause I done wrecked. But ain't even thought about the beer yet. You can smell the smoke in my clothes. The got me buzz, asking where we was. It's the first time pulling off the studs for them dead motherfuckers. Yeah. Now they trying to stick 25 to a nigga. One more felony added to the two. Instead of killing fool, I wish I would have busted you. I'm only 13, but already serving heat on these streets, deleting motherfuckers from the front.
We're in a chance to dance through what we have to live.
What should I do? Should I bang with the red or should I bang with the blue?
With the rhythm it takes to dance through what we have to live through.
So what you wanna do? What should I do? Should I hang with the fake or should I hang with the truth?
I dumped 16 times. Niggas don't want none. Infrared gauge. Aim for your lungs. Little devils don't go to heaven. Won't come to heaven. Cause I'm a cock back in these seven. Laid in your chest. Well, what's the best? What's the LAPD? Y'all can't check me. Fuck the rest. I'ma roll with the clip. And try to get ghosts with no one-time strip. It's 24. Ain't a joke. Niggas catching nails. Just closed Wakeside. Now I'm in sales. He's stuck like a sack. Nigga, fuck that. I'd rather ride hundreds, folks. Bent off. You call it what you want, cause I don't keep my glocks on safety. Finna smoke your ass if you make
it. With the rhythm it takes to dance through what we have to live through.
So what you wanna do?
What should I do? Should I bang with the wizard? I bang with the blizzard.
With the rhythm it takes to dance through what we have to live through.
What should I do? Should I hang with the bank or should I hang with the truth?
I'm thinking fuck school, mom's banging at the door, letting me know my black ass best is the flow. Here we go again. Teachers wondering where I've been with no apps and slip when I bounce in. Yeah. Smelling like the stickiest shit on the streets, got stress joints. For $1.50 each service, so five popping out the bungalows, me and Sal Mac blow. Scripping the order hoes, leaving froze from the game I spit. Holland use the version, but I'm knowing bitch, you love this. So what's up, Rick? Kiganzo, rock that clock. You on my job, my videos on the box.
With the rhythm it takes to dance through what we have to live through.
So what you wanna do?
What should I do? Should I bang with the red or should I bang with the blue?
With the rhythm it takes to dance through what we have to live through.
So what you wanna do?
Nigga, what should I do? Should I hang with the fake or should I hang with the true?
With the rhythm it takes to dance through what we have to live through.
So what you wanna do?
We have to live.
22 and show these fools that you true.